Welcome to the pregame show of Dowling Catholic High School Basketball with your host, Mark Amadeo, on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And a very pleasant good evening and welcome to the Urbandale High School Gymnasium as we get set for girls and boys basketball tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It's Dowling Catholic on the road at Urbandale. And alongside John Chidle, I'm Mark Amadeo as we get set for game one. The girls' games, Mr. Chidle, and welcome, and thanks for sitting in tonight with me on game one of the broadcast, John.
Mark, thanks for having me. It's good to be back doing basketball, a little change from football. Basketball is more fast-paced, and it's going to take some time for me to get my feet wet, but, you know, I'm with a veteran like yourself, so it should happen fairly quickly.
I don't know about that. Hey, you're not too far removed from being on the other side of this wall out in the football stadium. Remember the football playoffs? We had two games here at Urbandale. Sam Anderson's football team made the playoffs, and Dowling ended up defeating Urbandale on their quest for their fifth state title in football. So you're not too far removed from being outdoors just across the wall here.
I will say, the last time I was at this facility, I think it was, 13 degrees that night?
Yes, it was.
Oh,
it's so cold.
It's nice to be indoors.
Yes, it is. Well, we appreciate Bill Watson and the fine folks here at Urbandale for letting us sit in for tonight's doubleheader. It's a Tuesday night, and this is a conference game, both Dowling and Urbandale in the same conference, and these two teams met last month. Dowling a winner in the girls and boys games, as Dowling is in the midst of a seven-game winning streak right now for the girls. Dowling girls beat Urbandale 77-53 back on December 8th. So tonight's a rematch, Johnny, and obviously it's moving forward and getting better and also getting healthy. Josie Feiler, this will be her third game back since ACL surgery. She comes off the bench for Dowling. Last year, averaging 11.5 points, led the team with 8.5 rebounds. And she just started, talk about getting your feet wet.
Right.
She is just starting to do that and becoming that extra post player for the Maroons. They needed so much with, J.C. Cothey and Nye Tong getting most of the minutes in the first half of the season. Well, the Maroons now, with a record of 10-1, they get Feiler back for the remainder of the year, hopefully.
Yeah, it's nice to see Josie back in the lineup. And when she gets fully into basketball shape, it's going to be nice watching this team develop with her, along with Caitlin Clark and Wanick and Moses and Cataldo and Cothey. When that group gets going, I think you have a good thing here, and I think you can make a nice run to Wells Fargo.
Well, it certainly is, and of course the regionals and on the girls' side and the sub-states and the boys' side have not been released. They'll be released later on this month, so both teams are just in the mix of trying to get the best record so they can get the higher seed and get the best grouping once they come out with the regional groupings and the sub-states. So a very important game. And in addition, getting better as a team, and that's
right.
That's what the main focus would be.
You know, what's different in basketball than any other sport is that you have those games right off the bat, and then all of a sudden you have that Christmas break, that
right.
Time in between. And I know Dowling did some scrimmaging over a weekend, but still it's not, you know, live game, and then you come right back after the break and you're back into it. So
yeah, they certainly are. And, you know, Dowling, again, with a 10-1 record, they're 4-0 in Iowa Conference play undefeated, and they've won seven in a row. They're coming off wins last week over number 7 Johnston, 60-59, an exciting game a week ago tonight, and then last Friday night going up to Mason City and knocking off number 5 out of Class 4A Mason City, 82-70. So the Maroons playing a pair of ranked teams last week. This week they're not, as they take on Urbandale tonight, and then the Maroons are home this Friday against Marshalltown. So two non-rated team, but still an opportunity to get better, an opportunity to maybe find a little bit more of your bench and who can play
right
off your bench.
Wish you get some good minutes from Dowling's bench tonight, hopefully, they get to that point. And that's crucial coming down towards the end of the season. But how about Caitlin Clark, back-to-back games of 37 points? That's
last week.
Unbelievable.
Oh, she's not the player of the year in the state. I don't know who is because she's got to be one of them. And just as a sophomore, and the Johnson win, as you know, Johnny, they were down 11 points, Dowling was, in the second half, and came back to not only take the lead but also win it by a point, and that was Caitlin leading the way. And it's a cold shooting night for the rest of the team, but, you know, some nights are going to be that way.
Right.
But I know Caitlin and Coach Meyer and the rest of the coach staff, they want to see others contribute, and some nights it's Mia Cataldo.
Yep.
Some nights it's Wanick. Some nights it's been Cothey. It just kind of depends who, and some nights it's been Moses. I'm talking about scoring-wise.
Right.
Defensive-wise, well, right now, Mia Cataldo and Caitlin Moses are probably the two top defenders right now for the Maroons, and they bring it every night, both of them.
Well, absolutely. I mean, Mia, if she fouled out her last game, but that she's very competitive and aggressive ball player, and that's great to have. She's a good defensive ball player. But I think when Dowling Caitlin's going to get her points. When someone else gets into double figures, they're in good shape. They need other people to contribute, at least one or two to get double figures to be successful.
No question about it. Mark Amadale, John Chido here on the pregame show. Jeff Pickett, our studio producer tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We're at the Urbandale Gym, Dowling and Urbandale, both teams on the floor. We've got about 10 minutes before tip-off, and we're going to mention the Urbandale Jayhawks. The head coach is Gary Birdwell. In his sixth year, he has a record of 5-6. They're 2-2 in the conference. They won their last two games as they defeated Marshalltown at home last Tuesday night, 57-20, and then winning last Friday night in Fort Dodge, 53-41. But before that, they lost five in a row, so they broke that five-game losing streak, John. But Jayhawks come in here. They have a couple of players that did not come back out for basketball this year that really would have helped the club. But this year, the Jayhawks are led by Dee Dee Pryor, outstanding young guard. Matter of fact, we just walked past her as we came up here to the upper bleachers. Pryor, 5'7 junior, averaging 13 points, 4.5 rebounds, 4 assists. Leads the team in steals and three-point baskets made, and she is the Caitlin Clark of the Urbandale program. Everything goes through her, and she, along with Maya Jimfrey, are the two leading scorers for the Jayhawks, and they're going to have to bring it tonight. They were in it last time they played Dowling. They were down 8 in the third quarter, had a chance to cut it to 5, and all of a sudden things went south, and all of a sudden the Maroons with a big lead, big win at Dowling over Urbandale in the first meeting, John.
Yeah, I think Urbandale, the key to their success tonight is, try to limit Caitlin as much as you can, which it's very difficult to do. It's not going to happen, but, keep her, she's going to get her points, make sure, Dowling ball players standard double figures, and hopefully they'll be in the ball game.
And you mentioned to me, as we were talking before the game, you talk about going to Mason City. Mason City, a fifth-ranked team out of Class 4A. They had a triangle and two and everything. They threw everything at the Dowling girls last Friday night, and really just making sure that Caitlin Clark was guarded or defended as best they could. They threw the kitchen sink at her, and they still came. She still came away with 37 points.
It's remarkable. It's fun to watch. It really is.
All right, we're going to take a break here on our pregame show, and we come back, we'll have more about Dowling and Urbandale and the girls' game tonight. Of course, we'll have game two, the boys' game, following the girls' game, as we're here in the pregame show. Dowling and Urbandale from the Urbandale Gym. Plenty of room, plenty of fans coming in here as a sophomore game, actually a sophomore boys' game over with, and the sophomore boys of Urbandale defeated Dowling 57-53, an exciting game that went down almost to the wire here in our sophomore game that preceded the contest. We'll take a break and come back with more from the Urbandale Gym here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Christ is the answer. With Father John Ricardo, 11 a.m. weekdays on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And welcome back to the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio alongside John Chido, Mark Amadale, and got a couple of Dowling fans in front of us, John. We'll have to call security before the end of the night. I think we'll get Mr. Morrow and Mr. Cataldo in a different area, maybe on the visitor side here at Urbandale. But we should have a lot of fun. Dowling and Urbandale for the second time this year, both Dowling teams winning in game one. That happened back on December 8th at the Dowling Gym, but both part of the Iowa Conference, which, by the way, this in its final season of divisional play. They're going to reboot the divisions next year, and Dowling's going to gain. They're going to keep Dowling, Urbandale, and Johnson together. Ankeny, Centennial, and Ames will be part of the mix as Marshalltown, Fort Dodge, and Mesa City will be out of the Iowa Conference, so to speak. So a little bit more regional with Ames being a lone road trip for this group beginning this coming fall.
Well, talk about a competitive division. Ankeny Centennial
and Ankeny and Ames. Yeah.
Wow. And that's a great competition.
Dowling, Urbandale, and Johnson. That'll be the new, I don't know if they're going to call it the Iowa Conference, but they always shift teams every 2 years, kind of like district football, John.
You've been doing this for a long time. How many times have the conference changed since you've been? I mean, I remember it was the CIC, CIMNL, Metro Conference.
Metro, yeah.
It seems like, what, every 5-6 years they realign or
change? The conference really hasn't changed. There's 18 teams in the conference. There was 19 for a while when Centennial came on board. But Urbandale dropped to the Little Hawkeye about a year or two ago, so now we're back to 18 teams. That has really been the core of the conference. What happens is it 2 9-team divisions or is it 3 6-team divisions? Well, the ADs and superintendents went with 3 6-team divisions, and that's what we're in, and we've been in that mode for probably in the late 90s, early 2000, John.
Oh, wow. So it's been a while.
Yeah. So they, but what they do is they, instead of keeping the same 6 teams as your conference division opponent, they rotate them a little bit. You know, they kind of mix it up a little bit, and they try to keep 3 schools together that are basically travel schools or whatnot. But Dowling's been traveling to Mason City, Marshalltown, Fort Dodge in volleyball, softball, baseball, and of course basketball. But that'll change now. Football is a whole
different thing.
Football is district football, and that is a whole different thing as far as assignments. And that'll be coming out here end of January, I think. Middle of February, Dowling and all the schools in the state of Iowa will know their football
season. And that changes too, Mark, right?
Yeah, it'll be a whole different group. They're going to try to keep a couple of rivalries going. Every school has that opportunity. Dowling will keep Valley, and we'll probably see a few other schools to remain the same. But seven new schools that Dowling will see next year in football, so it should be interesting.
What I really like about Dowling this year is that they played some out-of-state teams, Bishop Meech.
Yeah.
They have a team from Wisconsin at the end of the season.
That's
a couple of teams in Minnesota they played this year.
Yep, they played Creighton Durham Hall, Minnesota, and the Academy of Holy Angels, Minnesota. That was during the Thanksgiving break. The Maroons won both of those games, and one of them was in the top five in their class in Minnesota. Then they get out of that. They come on a Tuesday night, and they take on Ankeny Centennial without Caitlin Clark. And Centennial right now ranked fifth in Class 5A, and the Maroons' lone loss of the year has been to Centennial.
I tell you, the competition they're playing and the level of basketball they're playing at, if they keep this going and keep healthy, I think, you know, it's good things are going to happen. And that's nice to play good competition every week.
Yeah, and of course that and to be peaking at the right moment.
At the right time.
Yeah, you got to do that. Let's take a look at the Class 5A top 10. Before we go to our starting lineups tonight, again, Mark Amadale, John Chido from the Urbandale Gym. It's Dowling and Urbandale tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. A couple minutes away from starting lineups for the girls' game, which will get underway here shortly. Number one team in Class 5A is City High of Iowa City. They're followed by Cedar Falls, Iowa City West, Pleasant Valley, and Ankeny Centennial, the top five. 6 through 10 is Dowling Catholic, Johnston, Waukee, Indianola, and Southeast Polk. Wow, all CIML teams. Valley is number 11. Cedar Rapids Prairie is 12th. Bettendorf is 13th, Cedar Rapids Washington is 14th, and Ankeny, a team that Dowling beat early in the season, is at number 15. So those are your top 15 in Class 5A, and we see about half of those teams, John, at least once during the regular season. Johnston will see twice during the regular season.
And that's coming up here in a couple weeks.
A week from this Friday, the rematch at the Dowling Gym.
That will be another good one.
Yeah, it certainly will. So that's a look at those rankings. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. From the Urbandale Gym, Dowling-Urbandale. Well, this series on the girls' side is way one-sided. Maroons lead the series 21-2. That dates back to the 2007 season. Dowling has won they're 21 out of the 23 games, and the Maroons are on a 15-game winning streak against the Jayhawks on the girls' side. Let's take a look at the starters for Dowling, the visitors on the scoreboard. The point guard for Dowling is Caitlin Clark, 5'11 sophomore, averaging 28.5 points, 7 rebounds, 4.5 assists. Leads the team with 21 steals and shooting 78% from the free throw line, leading the team in that, and also in made threes with 32. She'll wear number 11. The other guard is Mia Cataldo. Cataldo, a 5'6 senior, averages 7.5 points on the season. She'll wear number 21. The third guard is Anna Wanick, 5'8 senior, averaging 10.5 points, 5 rebounds. She'll wear number 23. At one forward for Dowling, Caitlin Moses, 5'8 senior, averaging 6 points, 5.5 rebounds, and leads the team with 10 blocks. She'll wear number 15. And the center for the Maroons is J.C. Cothey, 5'10 junior, averaging 4 points, 6 rebounds. Dowling averaging 68 points on offense, giving up 56 points on defense. And the head coach is Kristen Meyer in her second year at Dowling. 130 wins, 51 losses in her eighth year of coaching overall, and has a 29-6 record in 2 years at Dowling. Again, for the Maroons, it's Clark, Cataldo, Wanick, the three guards, Moses, and Kothi in the post. And now for the visitors from Urbandale, the Jayhawks coached by Gary Birdwell in his sixth year, 44 wins, 80 losses, assisted by Bob Bagley, Steph Kingery, and they will start a three-guard offense led by Sierra Herzberg, a 5'6 sophomore, averaging 5.5 points for number two. The other guard is D.D. Pryor, 5'7 junior, averaging 13 points, 4.5 rebounds, 4 assists. She'll wear number three. The other guard is Malia Cole, 5'8 junior, averaging 9 points on the season. She'll wear number 12. And at one forward, Maya Gumphy. Gumphy, a 6'1 sophomore, averaging 12.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, wearing number 11. And Katie Heller, the 5'11 senior, the lone senior on this Urbandale club, averaging 6.5 points, 4 rebounds, and will play next year at the University of Chicago. So for Urbandale, it's Herzberg, Pryor, Cole, along with Gumphy and Heller. Jayhawks come in averaging 51 points on offense and give up 46 on defense. We'll take a break. We come back. The tip-off between Dowling and Urbandale. But first, a word from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School, and our pregame prayer with Father Zach Kotsky. Coming up, Dowling and Urbandale here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Ryan, president of Dowling Catholic High School, and welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School basketball. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting basketball, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
God our Father, we thank you for the many gifts and talents you have given to our young people. We thank you especially for the ability to participate in athletic competition today. Help us to put forth our best effort, to represent our school with class, to respect our opponents, and to grow as disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ, in the charisms of faith, truth, and wisdom. Keep us safe from injury and harm through the intercession of Our Lady. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Sebastian, patron of athletes, pray for us.
Welcome to our broadcast of Dowling Catholic High School basketball on the official radio station of Dowling Catholic High School Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School is underwritten by
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Two Rivers Glass and Door,
Kemen Industries,
R&R Realty Group,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
the Catholic Tuition Organization,
and Tamia and Sons.
Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, broadcasting across Central Iowa on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming on iowacatholicradio.com and reaching around the globe on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. And now, the voice of Dowling Catholic High School Sports and Activities, Mark Amadeo.
And our national anthem being performed before tonight's game is Dowling and Urbandale here at the Jayhawk Gymnasium. Mark Amadeo along with John Chido as we get set for game one of our girls and boys doubleheader. Our official tonight, our lead official, tossing the ball in the air will be Jerry Kinder, Kyle McCullough, and Mike Umfleet. Round up our three-person officiating crew. And John Chido, we're about set for Dowling and Urbandale. And I don't know if I'm going to say Caitlin's going to get over 30 tonight. She had 37 the last two games, talking about Caitlin Clark, the outstanding guard for Dowling. Matter of fact, the number one ranked recruit out of her class of 2020. But I think she'll go over 30 tonight, or it'll be more evenly spread out amongst the team, John.
I think, you know, she's not going to play as many minutes if it goes the way Dowling's expecting it to go. So I think, what, three quarters, maybe three and a half? So I still think she gets close to 30.
I think you're going to be correct, but the game, you just never know how the game's going to be dictated. And, you know, Caitlin really likes to get her teammates involved. She leads the team with
team
4.5 assists a game,
yeah,
along with the leading scorer.
She leads the team across the board, rebounds, yeah, assists.
All right, Jerry Umfleet ready to toss the ball in the air. Clark, actually, Kothi will jump it up against Urbandale's Maya Gumphy. And we are underway. Kothi wins the tip. Tips in the backcourt to Clark. And Dowling with the ball, and their road maroon uniforms, white numbers and letters. Urbandale in their home white uniforms with Jayhawk blue letters and numbers. And Dowling going left to right. Urbandale looks like in a man-to-man. Underneath, it's Moses. Shot off the glass. Up and good as Caitlin Clark gets the assist. And Caitlin Moses gets the first basket for the Maroons, John.
And then Dowling's going full court press right off the bat after that made basket.
It makes a difference when you make a basket. You can get into your defense, too. And made baskets result in full court pressure by the Maroons. Urbandale gets it across the timeline. Jayhawks with Herzberg, Pryor, Gumphy, Malia Cole, and Heller. Now underneath, a shot off the glass. Up and good by Maya Gumphy.
Nice shot by Gumphy.
So it's two all, Dowling and Urbandale tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. The Maroons in the front court. Take a look at some of the other games going on around the Central Iowa Metro League here when we get a moment. All right, here's Wanick in the lane. Runs an ISO play, a shot off the glass, up and good. They ran a nice ISO play for Anna Wanick. She broke down the defense, and, John, she had everybody out. It was down and two out, or four
right.
out.
Now Gumphy tries to drive the lane. She can call for the charge there, Mark.
Moses drawing the charge for Dowling, and Gumphy picks up her first foul, and that is a turnover on Urbandale. And it'll be Dowling basketball. So that's the first team foul of the contest. 6:40 remaining. Dowling with the lead 4-2 over the Jayhawks. On the right side, here's Cataldo on the wing right. Underneath the right block is Kothy. Dribbles baseline, gets caught up. Underneath, she feeds Moses. Layup good. The assist to Kothy, and Moses with her second basket. She has 4 points.
Great look by Kothy there, dribbling baseline, was able to find Caitlin cutting towards the basket. Nice pass, nice execution.
Jayhawks in the front court. With it is Malia Cole on the baseline, guarded by Wanick. Now let's skip pass up top to Jimphy. Jimphy won't shoot it. Now moves it to the left side, and here's Malia Cole for three. It's no good. Offensive rebound and putback up and good. And Jimphy shoots and scores. That's her fourth point.
Well, that was a deep three attempt and a nice rebound and a putback for Urbandale.
Now underneath Kothy, she can't get the shot to fall. It's no good. Rebound comes out to the Jayhawks. Katie Heller with the rebound and bothered the basket by Kothy. Now here's a long three up and no good by the Jayhawks, D.D. Pryor. And the rebound out to Dowling, but the Maroons travel with the basketball, and that's the first Dowling turnover after a rebound there, John.
Yeah, it was a nice rebound and just lost her feet there and was able to get the ball out of her hands before she traveled.
Good pressure in the backcourt by Urbandale. Jayhawks inbound the ball. Here's Pryor with it. Dee Dee, top of the key, works the left side. Gets it up top to Keller. Keller with it right wing. She'll launch a three left-handed up off the back iron. No good. Gumphy with the rebound and a pushing foul and free throws coming. A foul on Dowling. I'm going to call it on Cataldo. That's her first.
Well, Gumphy's dominating the boards here. That's what I want to say. Four in a row, all offensive rebounds here. Jimphy.
I'm sorry. And she'll go to the free throw line. Now, last year she was hurt. Didn't play in either game against Dowling. And brings a pretty good presence. 6'1 sophomore is Maya Jimphy, and she hits the first free throw. And she has all five of Urbandale's points. Dowling with the lead, 6-5, with 5:10 remaining first quarter. Second free throw up, and good by Jimphy. So 6 points for Jimphy. Moses has four for Dowling, Wanick the other two. 5 minutes remaining, and the Maroons had the basketballs. We're tied at six. Jayhawks like to stay in and pretty much man-to-man with a lot of help defense. Here's Moses with it, top of the key.
We're not really seeing much movement on offense for Dowling right now.
Here is Clark, step back three, right wing, off the mark, no good. Weak side rebound comes out to, I believe, Wanick, and she throws in the back court, and it'll be over and back against Dowling.
Turnover for Dowling. It's like the movement's not there right now, Mark. I don't think that Dowling's moving the ball very well. It's kind of very timid and slow tempo.
At least on that possession. So now the Jayhawks will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They inbound it to Jimphy. She'll hand it off to Herzberg. Pass goes over to D.D. Pryor, who's guarded by Cataldo. Cataldo usually draws the defense assignment against the best player. Now here's a steal by Kothi, turnover by Urbandale. Here's Clark in the front court. And Caitlin all the way down court, uncontested layup, up and good. She went right around Faith Putz, who just checked in the lineup.
That was a nice dribble drive by Caitlin.
So first basket of the night for Caitlin Clark. Dowling with an 8-6 lead. Urbandale with the ball. Here's Herzberg with it. Dribble drives in the lane. Nearly got away with the double dribble. Puts up a shot. It's no good. Rebound comes out to Clark. Caitlin will take it herself and dribble in the front court. She goes down the lane, stops the right elbow, kicks over in the corner. Juanik can't hit the three. And the Jayhawks now are going to settle into 2-3 zone here on this possession, according to Gary Birdwell, who yelled out the change in defense. Here's Juanik with it. Or check that to Moses with it. Now to Clark, top of the key. 2-3 zone by Urbandale. Dowling has not attacked it here, John.
No, I think Coach Myers is wanting Dowling to move the ball a little bit quicker.
And they did underneath Moses. Her shot no good, she dished off the assist to Wanick, and her shot's no good. Rebound comes out to Urbandale. Now down court immediately is D.D. Pryor, and she draws the foul, and she'll go to the free throw line and a chance to tie the game. The foul on Dowling.
Oh, they're going to call it on the ground, Mark.
I'm going to call it on Cataldo. That's her second. And it's a non-shooting foul, says Mike Umfleet. So Urbandale will inbound the ball. Throwing it in is Pryor, who's guarded by Cataldo. Leaves it for Putz. And she tries to get over the corner to Herzberg for a three, and it's tipped out of bounds. Might have been Wanick deflecting it, as we're going to see a couple substitutions for Dowling. Nye Tong will check in for the first time tonight, along with Ella McVeigh, number one. McVeigh, a 5'5 freshman. Tong, a 6-foot sophomore.
It's going to see how many minutes Josie's going to play tonight how many minutes she's going to play overall in this ball game.
Now she came in at the two-minute mark last week against Johnson, but she's just trying to get gradually back in the ball game. And now Pryor with the shot in the lane. It's no good. Rebound Nye Tong. Dowling in the front court. Here's Clark with it. Caitlin underneath the Moses in the lane. Shot off the back end of the rim. No good. And a loose ball foul called on Nye Tong on Dowling. So with 2:53 remaining first quarter, 8-6 is our score. Dowling with the lead over Urbandale. And we're going to see, checking in the Dowling lineup, number 31, Grace Gaber. So McVeigh, Gaber, and Tong all in the lineup as Clark will take a seat on the bench for the Maroons. Full court pressure by Dowling. It's man-to-man. You get the ball into Pryor, and she'll dribble up against Dowling's Ella McVeigh. Jayhawks in a 1-4 set. Dowling stays man-to-man. Top of the key is Heller. Katie, the left side pass, goes to Faith Putz. Putz dribbling against Wanick. And now here's Pryor down the lane. Layup up, partially blocked by Moses. It's no good. Rebound McVeigh and Dowling. Ella now is caught in the backcourt. Now gets it to Moses. 2:20 remaining. Dowling by two. And here's Wanick for three in the right wing. In and out, no good. And the rebound cleared out of there by Jimfey of Urbandale. Jimfey in the front court. Here's Pryor. Now to Jimfey, top of the key. Won't shoot it. Leaves it for Cole. Malia.
Oh, nice pass.
Underneath the putts. Her shot up and no good. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it went off Heller. It'll be Dowling basketball.
It was a nice pass there on the baseline, and Urbandale was unable to convert the shot there, Mark.
8-6 is our score. All six Urbandale points scored by Maya Jimfey. Moses with 4 points to lead Dowling. Clark and Wanick with two each here in the first quarter. 1:50 remaining. Dowling with the ball. Here's Gaber with it. Grace dribbles to the top of the key. Leaves it for McVeigh. McVeigh on the dribble. 2-3 zone by Urbandale. And Dowling has really slowed their game down against this zone. They have not attacked it. And I think that's what Coach Meyer is talking to the young ladies on the bench right now for the Maroons, who are out of the lineup. Here's McVeigh with it. Lob pass to Tong. Nye a dribble over to Gaber. Corner three, left wing, up and in and out, no good. And a rebound comes out to Urbandale. Jayhawks with the rebound. That's Jimfey with it. Down court to Pryor. Didi with the shot up and good against McVeigh. Pryor with her first basket of the contest as she leads this Urbandale team, averaging 13 points. 65 seconds remaining in the quarter. We're tied at 8, Dowling and Urbandale. Maroons come in ranked 6th in Class 5A. Urbandale unranked with a record of 5-6. Dowling 10-1 and enjoying a 7-game winning streak right now. The last loss was to Centennial. Underneath is Tong. Her shot up and good. Nye Tong.
A little pick and roll, Mark.
I saw that. And Nye showed her strength, just a sophomore, but she got it to fall through, and she becomes the fourth Maroon to score. So it's 10-8 Dowling. 35 seconds remaining. Urbandale with the basketball. Here's Jimphy with it, right wing, guarded by Tong. Now leaves it for Dee Dee Pryor. She's guarded by McVay. Now a near steal by Moses, and she's had several deflections in this first half. And now we're going to see for the first time tonight Josie Feiler come in with Caitlin Clark. Feiler, who is working her way back into the lineup after undergoing off-season ACL surgery, just got cleared by the doctor last week, and was able to play against Johnston, but averaged 11.5 points, 8.5 rebounds, and this year averaging 6 points and 4.5 rebounds in just two games. So Feiler back in for the final 20 seconds. Here's Pryor with it for Urbandale, guarded by McVay. So it looks like McVay and Cataldo are going to have the assignment on Pryor.
They're going to hold it for the last shot.
And you know it's going to go through. It's going to go through Pryor. Yep. Pryor down the lane,
she travels with
the basketball with 5 seconds remaining. So the Maroons will have an opportunity. Turnover against the Jayhawks. Dowling with a two-point lead. Full court pressure by Urbandale. Here's Clark with it. Caitlin goes around Pryor. Half-court shot is no good, and we've come to the end of the first quarter. Well, 1/10 of a second remaining on the clock. So it's Dowling 10, Urbandale 8. Jayhawks will have to go the length of the court. And Dowling's just going to back off, and Urbandale win down the ball. So we want to thank Ashworth Vision, Construction Professionals, Kemen, and Dental Associates for supporting our broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports. Again, at the end of the first quarter, it's Dowling 10, Urbandale 8, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Construction Professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction Professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, Construction Professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
In the Heartland with Bishop Pates, Fridays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And welcome back to the Urbandale Gym alongside John Chido, Mark Amadale. We start the second quarter, and Dowling leads Urbandale 10-8. And on the first possession, it's Urbandale with the basketball. And we've got a illegal screen by Katie Heller of Urbandale to start the second quarter, so Dowling will get the ball right back, and that is another turnover against the Jayhawks. Johnny, have a quick look at the first quarter statistics unofficially.
Yeah, so Urbandale was 3-11 from the field. Dowling was 5-12. Urbandale had 7 rebounds, Dowling 6, in the turnover battle is 3-3 apiece.
All right, and a shot off the glass up and good by Dowling's Josie Feiler. So Josie getting in the scoring column for the first time tonight, and the Maroons have their largest lead of 4. It's 12-8, Dowling over Urbandale. Jayhawks with the basketball. With it is Malia Cole. Cole gives it to Heller, and that is Katie Heller. Her sister Kelsey will also be in the ball game, and they feed it inside, and that's Malia Jimphy with the score, and Jimphy, the leading scorer for the Jayhawks right now with 8 points.
That was a nice move down low, able to get the spot and convert on the basket.
A long three, no good by Clark. Rebound Urbandale. Keller with the rebound. Gets it down court. Leaves it for Cole for three. Good! Malia Cole with her first three-pointer. It's her 28th of the year, who leads this Urbandale team in threes. And the Jayhawks have a one-point lead, 13-12 here in the second quarter. 6:35 remaining. Dowling with the ball. Here's McVay with it to Feiler. They reverse it right wing to Clark. Now over to Gaber for three, up, and it's no good. Fight for the rebound, and Feiler was battling Jimphy, and Jimphy comes away
with it.
And now court is Cole, layup good!
Dee Dee
Pryor, excuse me, down the court, and that's her fourth point. And the Jayhawks now have their largest lead of three right now over Dowling here in the second quarter.
We have to stop the ball. They were unable. Dowling was unable to do that. Block now, down low there, Mark.
And a block shot by Jim Fee as Clark took it to the hole. The other way we go, Pryor with the layup. Her shot no good, and a foul on Dowling. And free throws coming for D.D. Pryor.
You can't allow D.D. Pryor to get to the basket. You have to stop her. She's quick and fast, handles the ball well, and when she's able to get to the basket, she's going to knock down the shot.
So prior to the free throw line, the foul's on Dowling. It'll be on Nye Tong, her second 14 foul on Dowling. And free throws up and good by Pryor. That is her fifth point of the night. And the substitutions for Dowling as Wanick will check in. Gaber will check out. Also checking out is Filer and Nye Tong. And we see Moses and Clark check in. Second free throw by Pryor is short. Ball slapped around the rebound. And here's Moses with it. So the Maroons get that rebound. 16-12. Urbandale by four. And underneath, a shot up and good. And that's Caitlin Clark working her way underneath there, John.
Yeah, nice dribble drive penetration by Caitlin. Was able to get to the basket. And she's going to knock down that shot every time almost.
Clark with 4 points. 16-14. Urbandale by two. Here's Heller with it. That's Katie Heller. Lisa for Jim Fee. She dribbles baseline. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Put back up and good. So Jim Fee suits and scores. What a night she's having thus far.
Jim Fee and D.D. Pryor.
10 points now for Jim Fee. And it's 18-14. Urbandale by four over Dowling here in this girls' contest. 2-3 zone by Urbandale. Corner three by Wanick. Up and no good. And rebounded by Urbandale and Maya Jimfey, a 6'1 sophomore doing a work on the offense and defensive end.
Yeah, she's a nice player for Urbandale.
Well, Jimfey tries to feed it underneath the Heller. It's stolen away by Dowling. Clark behind the back, down the lane, and she's going to call for the travel.
She walked there.
Rightly so.
Yep.
Nice job by defense, on defense by Urbandale. They got back off that turnover, and sometimes that doesn't happen a whole lot. So now the Jayhawks will inbound the ball. Full-court pressure by Dowling. Dribbling the front court is Sierra Herzberg, guarded by Clark. 4:35 remaining in the first half. 18-14, Urbandale by four over the sixth-ranked Maroons. They lob it underneath to Jimfey, and her reverse layup up and no good. Rebound Dowling and Kothy. Clark, Kothy, and Moses are in the lineup along with McVeigh, and a three-pointer up and good by Caitlin Clark. She made that look so easy. That's her first to me in Suns three-pointer of the night. She has 7 points.
Yeah, I think Caitlin's trying to get the ball around, get people involved.
Distribute the ball.
And I think she's going to have to get more involved herself.
All right, down the lane, a shot no good with the left hand by D.D. Pryor. Rebound Clark and Dowling. Urbandale by one. Clark down the baseline has a ball stolen away by Pryor. D.D. picked her away, and we got a foul in the backcourt on the Maroons. So Urbandale getting a little momentum here. Foul on Dowling. Wanick picks up her first foul. And it's a 15 foul on Dowling. Two team fouls on Urbandale with 3:53 remaining here in the second quarter. Our halftime guest will be Mike O'Connor, the Dowling boys basketball coach. Matter of fact, he's sitting there right in front of us with head coach John Smits of Urbandale in his third year. So, yeah, it does make it a little easier. That's why we're up here in the Euchre seats. Nobody wants to come and visit with us.
Oh, that's a deep three. Wow.
Long three.
What a
up
shot.
And good. It's Malia Cole with the three.
Nice shot by Malia Cole. 3 feet behind the three-point line and nothing but net.
That's her second three of the night. She's got 6 points, and that's her 29th three of the year. And now Dowling with the ball. Wanick with it. 21-17 Urbandale. Underneath Moses, and she travels with it.
Yep.
She tried to take a power dribble and forgot to dribble it. So turnover against the Maroons. Dowling down by four. And they'll apply full court pressure man-to-man against Urbandale. And now we've got running the baseline. That's a violation of the turnover. Heller.
Not a made basket.
Not a made basket. You can't run the baseline. You had to be in the certain spot. You don't see that often, especially by a senior. But that time, Katie
what a
with
play.
The turnover. And underneath, Clark
play.
Up there. Inbounds play. All right, now we talked about it. Describe it there, Mr. Shido.
Caitlin, the defender had the back to Caitlin, who was inbounding the ball. She throws it off the Urbandale ball player's back, catches it, and goes right up for the layup.
And had to catch it without still being in bounds because Caitlin threw the ball in.
Right.
And now we got a timeout, Urbandale, and Gary Birdwell wants a 30-second timeout. The head coach with 3 minutes remaining, second quarter, 21-19, Dowling trailing by two to Urbandale. Along with John Chido, Mark Amadale, our thanks to St. Gregory Truth Center, Two Rivers Glass and Door, Catholic Tuition Organization, and R&R Realty. And alongside John Chido and our studio producer tonight, Jeff Pickett, this is Mark Amadale. John?
Well, you know, Urbandale had, four or five-point lead right there?
Four.
Four-point lead. They have the mental mistake inbounding the ball by running the baseline, not after a made basket.
Right.
Caitlin Clark comes back, throws it off the Urbandale defender's back, catches it, goes up for a layup. That's a big transition right there.
Well, that could be one of many. We'll see tonight. Other games tonight in the CIML. They got underway at 6:15. Fifth-ranked Mason City out of Class 4A at number 7 Johnston. Fifth-ranked Ankeny Centennial out of Class 5A at number 10 Southeast Polk. Number 11 Valley's at Waukee tonight. Waukee at 8th-ranked. And 15th-ranked Ankeny at Ames. Other games tonight in the CIML is Lincoln at East, North at Hoover, Atumwa at Roosevelt, and Marshalltown at Fort Dodge. And we got a whistle and a foul on Moses. And Caitlin picks up her first foul. That's team foul number 6 on Dowling, 2 on Urbandale. Urbandale by 2, 21-19, 2:53 remaining here in the second quarter. Jayhawks with it. Here's Malia Cole. Leaves it for Pryor. Pryor guarded by McVeigh. And she'll work the right side. Dribbles right side. Down the lane she goes and drew the foul. And McVeigh will pick up her first foul. That'll be the 17th foul on Dowling, but this will be 1-1. Yeah, 1-1, they're saying, before the shot. It says Jerry Kinder. As Josie Feiler checks into the Dowling lineup, she'll replace Kofi. Feiler, a 6-foot senior, going to play at University of Omaha. Used to be called Nebraska Omaha before the marketing thing got in. They call it now just University of Omaha. Thought they built a new university there when I heard that earlier this year. It's like, it's Nebraska Omaha, and that's where Josie will play as Pryor hits the first free throw. Tonight she has 6 points. And make it, well, in and out, no good on the second free throw. Pryor 2 for 4 at the line. Rebound Dowling. 2.5 minutes remaining in the first half. 22-19, Urbandale by 3 over Dowling. Clark with it. Urbandale stays in that 2-3 zone, which is giving Dowling some problems tonight. Here's Feiler underneath, and she has the ball stolen away on the entry pass. Pryor with the steal, and a foul at half court on the Maroons. They're going to get a reach-in foul on Caitlin Clark, and that'll be her first.
We talked about it earlier in the broadcast, Mark. You know, Caitlin, we figure she's going to get her points, but other players are going to have to step up, and we're not seeing it right now. And, you know, Caitlin's struggling a little bit, getting in the momentum of the ball game. She had a big three and had a nice layup, but see if she can keep it going. But we need to get Dowling needs to get other girls involved.
Right now, Pryor has been involved with his Urbandale team, and it's the front end of a 1-1. First free throw is good. Pryor tonight with 7 points. Second free throw coming. Next up for Urbandale, they will be, as the second free throw is no good, Heller had the ball in her hands, and now in the hands of Dowling as the ball got tossed around. Urbandale will be home Friday night against number 5 out of Class 4A Mason City in a girls and boys doubleheader. Dowling home Friday against Marshalltown at the Dowling Gym. 23-19 our score. Urbandale by 4, 2 minutes remaining. And now the pass underneath Moses to Wanick. Her shot up and good. Nice strong move by Anna Wanick on the right block.
That was a nice catch and shot by Anna underneath the basket there on the baseline. Nice pass by Caitlin Moses.
23-21. Urbandale by 2 and the basketball. Here's Putz with it. Faith Putz guarded by Clark. Leaves it for Malia Cole. Now back up top to Jim Fee. Maya the pass on the left wing. They work underneath the Heller left block. That's her spot. She tried to get to Jim Fee. Went through her legs in the hands of Putz. And over to Cole. Layup is no good. Rebound Dowling and Moses. Here's Clark in the front court for the Maroons. And now we've got carrying the ball on Caitlin Clark. A lot of times you watch those guards, and that is a seed that's usually planted by the head coach of the opposing team. Say, hey, I think she's handling the ball, palming the ball, is a word I'm looking for, John. And
yeah.
That one was right there, and it was evident from where we're at up here that she palmed the ball.
Right, and you see a lot of kids doing that nowadays a little bit. They get the palm on the ball, basketball like that.
All right, here's Jimthy with the pass. She can't handle it in the hands of Josie Feiler, who brings it up court. Leaves it for Moses. Caitlin in the lane. Pull-up jumper just inside the free throw line. No good off the back iron. Fight for the rebound. And Dowling comes away with it. Here's Clark. Launches a long three up and in and out. No good. Filer with the rebound, and she's fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line. Foul will be on Jim Fee, and that'll be her second. And Josie Filer will go to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Josie tonight with 2 points.
Two nice offensive rebounds on long shots. And got Josie Filer to the line to shoot two.
And the first free throw is up and good by Filer, who has 3 points now. 56 seconds remaining in the half. Urbandale with the substitution. They'll bring in April Zarnicki, 6 foot junior, checking in the lineup for head coach Gary Birdwell. And the second free throw by Filer is good. It's 23 all, Dowling and Urbandale with 50 seconds remaining. Zarnicki averaging 2.5 points and a 50% free throw shooter, shooting 78% from the free throw or from the field. In the lineup now in the final 40 seconds for the Jayhawks, who holds for one here. Possession arrow favors Urbandale.
If you have a tie ball game, 23-23. 23 seconds left. I'd hold for a last shot if I was Urbandale as well.
And Dowling has a 15-game winning streak going against the
Jayhawks. Absolutely. Dowling come off 7 in a row.
Last win for Urbandale was back in 2010 on the girls' side, so I'd hold the ball for a last
Absolutely.
Shot, too.
Absolutely.
All right, 10 seconds remaining. Here's Pryor with it. She works against McVay down the left side, leaves it for Cole for three.
Wow,
good.
Nice pass and shot.
Malia Cole drains a three, and Urbandale will go in at halftime with the lead over Dowling, 26-23. Cole with three threes in that second quarter with 9 points. And the Jayhawks come away leading at halftime, 26-23. We'll take a break and come back with our halftime guest alongside John Chido, Mark Amadale. Our studio producer is Jeff Piggott. And our halftime score of the girls' game, it's Urbandale 26, Dowling 23. From the Urbandale gym here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to all the Catholic Tuition Organization donors this year. $3.2 million raised in record time. The real thanks, though, comes from our families.
We owe CTO so much. With the tuition help we received, we can keep our kids in Catholic school.
Pledges are being accepted for 2018 online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Has substance abuse ruined your life or someone else's life that you know? Are you searching for an answer that you just can't seem to find? You can restore hope through St. Gregory Retreat Center, where you can develop positive habits and transform your life based on virtues in a compassionate Catholic environment. They have one of the most advanced evidence-based programs in America with unmatched results for men and women. 888-778-5833 or online stgregoryctr.com.
Tune in to Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder, Thursdays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And welcome back to the Urbandale Gym alongside John Chido, Mark Amadale. Our halftime score, Urbandale 26, Dowling 23. And we're joined by Mike O'Connor, the Dowling boys basketball coach. OC, thanks for joining us on a beautiful Tuesday night here in central Iowa. Temperature got up in the 40s, spring-like. We know it's not going to last long, but hopefully you're enjoying it. And it wasn't a long ride from Dowling to Urbandale to get here on that long bus ride you had Friday night up to Mason City. Welcome.
Hey, good to be here, Ammo. It's nice to have some warmer weather. Rolled the windows down on the bus and turned the music up a little bit. It was good. Good to see the sun the last couple days. That's emotionally uplifting for all of us.
I'm sure it is. Well, OC, you come in tonight. You won five of your last six ball games. I know you're coming off a loss last Tuesday night against a very fine Johnston team. And what a game that was. First time that Dowling's played in that brand-new gym. And how exciting was that? And you finished it off last week traveling to Mason City and getting the win up at Mason City. And I know you got to be pleased with that. But now you're facing Urbandale for the second time. So kind of recap last week. We haven't talked to you since the Johnston loss, but what a game that was. It seemed like you're just climbing that ladder, got it tied, climbed the ladder some more and got it tied and losing by three.
Yeah, that was a tough one. We really felt like we left some plays out there that night. I know that as a coaching staff, we didn't feel like we did the greatest job with the kids that night. We probably overextended some minutes on some kids that we needed to adjust simply because of the way that we're playing. When you're pressing and trying to push it offensively, it's tough for kids to play 32 minutes. And Sam and Luke had to do that for us, and I know they both love to play. That's not the issue, but it's a matter of being smart with them and getting them a minute or below here or there so they can be fresh at the end of the game. And I really thought Johnston was the freshest team in the fourth quarter, and I thought you saw that with their execution, some of the plays they made. And we look forward to playing them again next Friday, but got a few games before that. Mason City was a great game from the standpoint we got everybody in, and we haven't had a chance to do that yet this year. It was good to get Luke Kavan and Zach Prey and Drew Keeter and some of those other guys, Anthony Coppola, some time on the court that they've so deserved after the work they've done in practice. And then we're here tonight at Brad Bjorken Court. They haven't put it on there yet, but they should.
When's that night? It's going to probably when they play Dowling here, probably next year.
Probably.
Yeah. Brad will be here
probably,
to make sure they're running all the same stuff.
The curse of Bjorken will be here. Be six refs going against us and a vice principal and an assistant athletic director.
That's awesome.
But Coach Schmitz has done a good job, and they're playing hard. And we're going to have to play well tonight coming over here on a Tuesday night. And it's easy when you beat a team once to automatically that same thing's going to happen. So I'm curious to see what our maturity level is tonight and how we handle that.
You know, Mike, you know as well as anybody on a team. Yeah, you have your leading scorer, but who else is going to surround? Who are they going to be surrounded by? And it seems like every night you have somebody step up, or maybe sometimes somebody you wouldn't think step up does, but you need two or three scorers every night. And I tell you what, John Wagner, for coming off the football season he had, he's been really your consistent second scorer. I know you're trying to get McMurray and Yasinich and Eastman really to step it up. And, you know, Blake Clark, you got him now in the starting lineup. He wasn't there, last month, but now he is. He's worked his way into the lineup. So you're looking for that consistent second and third scorers to surround Sam, because this is all about scouting reports. All these games are so well scouted. You coaches are on huddle all the time, just like the football coaches. So everybody's well scouted. So you're trying to find that second and third scorer. And that thing seems to be, to me, the key of every night in the CIML or any night.
Yeah, it certainly is. And Johnny's been great this year. And as good as he's been on offense, his defense has really been what's made us a good defensive team. And the way that we're playing and picking up, he allows us to pick up, because a lot of teams, what teams will do against pressure is they send their five man up to get the ball because their team's five man can't come up to guard. But we got a five man that can come up and guard. And that really makes us dangerous in the press. And, you know, when we started this, we thought John would be really good in it. We didn't know that he would be this good with it. He's really been great for us in that press. And, you know, he's finishing more this year. He's finishing better around the rim, his confidence up, and he's really had a nice all-around year for us, and I hope that continues because he's a big part of what we do, like you said.
Certainly is very strong inside, undersized as far as height, but he overcame that. And look in the valley when he had several of the shots blocked, and he kept competing against Brinkmeyer and company against the Tigers, and very impressed how he handled that mentally. After, you know, you get two or three shots swatted away, you're not going to come back, and he just kept battling away and helped your team to a one-point win before Christmas.
He struggled with that last year at times. You know, he'd miss a couple and he'd get really, really frustrated. And this year he's done a complete 180 on that. And, his mental toughness and ability to put plays behind him or miss shots behind him has been fantastic. And it's really been a key to our season so far.
Well, tonight you play Urbandale, and the last time you played him, they had three players in double figures led by Ben DeKreif. And I know the Jayhawks, and you mentioned John Smiths, they're coming off loss at Fort Dodge where they went just 1 of 14 from three-point range. Costello was their leading scorer, and he fouled out. So it wasn't a very good night on the road at Fort Dodge in a very low-scoring game. And you've made that trip. You know what that environment's like, and that's what Urbandale's trying to come off and trying to get a win here at home against your Dowling team. And talk about that matchup for the second time against the Jayhawks tonight.
It's never easy coming over here to play, first off. We've never historically been able to have consistent success over, and a lot of it has to do with Coach Bjork was here, and he was so good. And, you know, Coach Mitch is carrying on what he did. But there's two guys tonight we really got to concern ourselves with. We got to do a good job with Drake, make sure we make everything difficult for him, no clean looks, and then we got to make sure that Costello doesn't get going inside, try to force him to the right. And if there's a third, DeKreif killed us last time when we played. He had six threes, and a lot of that was in the press, and we didn't adjust to what they were doing as quickly as we needed to, and I hope that we adjust a little bit quicker tonight and hopefully take some of that away. But those three guys are really where it starts and where it finishes with him. If we can do a great job on those guys, we feel good about our game plan. But if those guys get going, you know, this will be a dogfight down to the end.
Everybody healthy for your team? Yeah. Do we have any viruses or anything like that going around? You got them all healthy during Christmas break, and I know – the one guy that really showed to me in watching, I don't see your practices that often, but was John Wagner, a guy you talked about. He looked really refreshed when he was playing against Johnson last Tuesday, and I think that break really did him good along with some of the other football players.
And, you know, you're right, he did look fresh, but I thought he looked really fresh even the first six games. I thought he looked really, really good. And I'm sure the week off that he got helped him even more, but I thought his energy level and his ability to play long minutes has, like I said earlier, has really been a key for us. And I don't know where we'd be if we didn't have his defensive output and what he's done for us offensively.
Just make you, Wagner, and Coach Nahas coach a little harder, that's all.
Yeah.
That's what would happen. OC, thanks
Nobody
for joining.
Nobody wants that.
Thanks for joining us. Best of luck tonight here at the Urbandale Gym.
Thanks, guys.
Michael Connor, the Dowling boys basketball coach. When we return, we'll have the start of the second half after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Our halftime score, Urbandale 26, Dowling 23 in the girls' contest. Back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TamiaAndSons.net.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY and K233BT Des Moines, and KIHS Adel. It's 7 o'clock.
It's time to man up Monday mornings at 9 a.m. and again at 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Urbandale Gym. Mark Amadale, John Chido underway here in the third quarter. Urbandale went out with a one-point lead, 26-25, as Dowling's first basket came from Caitlin Moses on their first possession. And now the Jayhawks have it, and they lose the ball out of bounds here as Dowling trailing by one, 26-25. We've already have one foul on Urbandale here in the second half, and that was on, I believe, Jimphy that picked up the foul. Or check that. It was Heller.
Wow, what a shot.
That was a long.
That's 5 feet behind the three-point line.
At least for Cole. And she now has, that's her fourth three of the night. And now here's a steal by Urbandale. Down court to Cole. Layup is no good. And the rebound put back up and no good. A foul on Dowling as Herzberg fouled the shot. And two free throws coming. A foul on Dowling. It'll be on Moses. So Moses with her second foul, first team foul on Dowling here in the second half. And at the free throw line will be Sierra Herzberg, who's looking for her first points of the night. She came in averaging 5.5 points on the season, the 5'6 sophomore, and misses the first free throw. Gaber coming in for Dowling, and she'll be replacing Wanick in the lineup.
What a shot by Cole. I mean, you can't leave her open. She's a shooter.
And so that is her fourth three-pointer of the night. Second free throw grazes the rim. It's no good. It'll be Dowling basketball with 6:30 remaining third quarter. Urbandale with a four-point lead, 29-25 over the sixth-ranked Maroons out of Class 5A. Jayhawks just kind of hanging around. They've had the lead. In the first half, their largest lead was three. Dowling's largest lead has been four. Underneath Gaber, her shot no good. Partially blocked by Jimfee, but she picked up the foul. And on Jimfee, that'll be her third.
That's going to hurt Urbandale a little bit because I would imagine that they're going to go. Urbandale's going to go to their bench and make sure she doesn't pick up her fourth foul early in their third quarter.
They'll bring in Faith Putz. Coach Birdwell will bring her in. And first free throw is good by Kothy. JC with her first point of the night. Kothy and has her first point. Tong has 2 points. And Filer with four. Second free throw good by JC. A 26% free throw shooter. She knocked both down there. That's 29-27. Urbandale. Now a steal by the Maroons.
Yeah.
Here's Cataldo with the steal. Bad pass to Heller. And now Clark thinks about a quarter three, and now she'll wait for the rest of her team, and the Maroons will run their offense. Here's Kothy, face up the basket. Skip pass to Cataldo. A three-pointer in the corner. Good! Mia Cataldo. And a timeout, Urbandale. And the Maroons have taken their first lead of the second half with 6 minutes to play. 30-29 Dowling, and we'll take a one-minute break and return here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
What a wonderful thing is our church. This whole network is built on trust. The essence of evangelization is to everybody. Jesus loves you.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
In the Heartland with Bishop Pates, Fridays at 9 a. and 9 p. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Urbandale Gym. Dowling on a 7-3 run here in the third quarter. They lead Urbandale 30-29, but out of the timeout, a foul on Caitlin Moses. Moses picked up her third foul. Now Urbandale with the ball. Their shot no good. Rebound Dowling. Down court comes Clark, and her shot in the lane is no good, but she drew the foul. And we'll go to the free throw line for two, John Scheidel.
Well, before the break, Mark, Mia Cataldo with a nice steal. Coming off that steal, she was able to get free in the corner and knock down a three. And, Dowling missed that in the first half because Mia got into foul trouble. So hopefully she stays out of that.
And the first free throw up and good by Clark. Mia tonight, or rather Caitlin Clark with her 10th point. She had 9 at halftime. And Mia Cataldo's really kind of broken out. Her varsity debut was here as the second free throw is no good. And Kothy with the putback, and it's blocked out of bounds by Heller. It'll be Dowling possession. Maroons lead it by 2, 31-29 with 5:38 remaining. But Mia Cataldo now with 49 points against Urbandale in her four-year career. And that was her 11th three that she buried, which caused a timeout. And here's a fall-away jumper no good by Clark from three-point range. Rebound Urbandale and Faith Putz. Hands it off to D.D. Pryor. Pryor's a ball stolen away by McVeigh. Tapped in the backcourt, and Clark comes away with it. Caitlin kicks it out to Gaber, over to McVeigh, and she traveled with the basketball.
I thought Caitlin was going to hit me on the wing there and get her going a little bit. She shoots well in this gym.
Turnover against Dowling, so it'll be Urbandale basketball. Let's check the lineups here for Dowling. It's Clark, Gaber, Filer, who just checked in, Mia Cataldo, and Ella McVeigh. Jayhawks have Sierra Herzberg in there along with Heller, D.D. Pryor. And now a corner three by Faith Putz is no good. And rebound comes out to Dowling. 31-29, Dowling by two with 5 minutes remaining. Now Clark for three, good, nice right shot in front of the Dowling bench. Caitlin's starting to heat it up.
Yep.
And that's her second Tamia and Sons three-point basket of the evening. And it's 34-29, Dowling by five. That's Maroon's largest
three.
Lead.
Wow.
Long three by Urbandale, no good by Cole. She's been hot. She's hit four threes tonight for the Jayhawks. Rebound Dowling. Now the other way we go. Gaber's shot no good. Rebound Urbandale. Pryor with it in the front court. Puts it in the corner for Cole for three. It's off the rim, no good. And the weak side rebound out to Urbandale. And the Jayhawks will have another shot here with Pryor with it.
Cole is launching NBA three-pointers. I love it. It's fun to watch.
I think Coach Birdwell gave her the game green light, Johnny.
He's giving her the green light.
If we were down there, he said, don't shoot pass. Don't
right.
shoot pass.
If I was 5 feet, you know, from the basket, they say don't shoot.
Here's Heller. Turnaround shot no good in the lane. Rebound, that's no good. Rebound comes out to Dowling and Filer. Outlet pass goes to Clark. Caitlin in the front court. 2-3 zone by Urbandale. And now Gaber for three. It's off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, put back up, no good by Filer. And we got a loose ball foul on Josie. She couldn't get the rebound, and she fouled Cole. And that'll be Josie's first foul, of the night. So 13 foul on Dowling. Here in the second half, Urbandale with three team fouls. 34-29, Maroons by five. And now a steal on the inbounds by Gaber, and she drew the foul. And let's see, that'll be a shooting foul for Grace Gaber. Fouls on Urbandale, and this might be on Heller, and that's her third. So Heller and Jimfey with three fouls each.
Well, Dowling has definitely picked up the tempo. It's forcing Urbandale out of their game, the slow tempo that they played in the first half, and it's playing right into Dowling's hands right now. And we'll see if Urbandale can control this run that Dowling has gone on.
Gaber misses the first free throw. Grace trying to get in the scoring column tonight. Second free throw coming. And it's up and short. Rebound Urbandale and Herzberg coming away with it. She's double-teaming the backcourt. And a timeout.
Yeah. Timeout
Jayhawks.
Yep.
This will be a 30-second timeout by head coach Gary Birdwell. With 3:46 remaining here in the third quarter, we'll keep it here. It's Dowling by 5, 34-29. Mark Hamadale, John Chido. I want to thank Jeff Pickett, our studio producer, and our thanks to the St. Gregory Retreat Center, R&R Realty, Catholic Tuition Organization, and Two Rivers Glass and Door. John Chido, your observations. I don't know if we've gotten your latest numbers in there, but give us a keeping rebounds and turnovers. What's the latest there for both teams?
Well, right now, Dowling is out-rebounding. No, the rebounds are the same, seven apiece. Field goals, Dowling has put up this quarter so far, 13 field goal attempts. Urbandale, seven. So Dowling is picking up the tempo, getting more shots off there. The turnover battle, Dowling's one turnover to Urbandale's three. And I think that's coming from the full court pressure that Dowling has put on this half.
Yeah, the Maroons are getting that full court press when they make a basket. And when they don't, they can't get in it as well. Yeah. Now full court pressure by the Maroons out of the Urbandale timeout. And the ball tipped out of bounds. And they're saying it was deflected off Pryor.
No, it's still Urbandale's ball. Still Urbandale's ball.
And Mike Unfleet said it'll be Urbandale basketball. So Jayhawks will throw it in. Sierra Herzberg.
Nice hustle play by Cattell, though, almost forcing another Urbandale turnover.
Herzberg, 5'6 sophomore, inbounds the ball to Pryor. Also in there is Malia Cole. And now back in the lineup is Maya Jimfey for Urbandale with three fouls playing the post. And she's guarded by Clark right now, at least was. And now she's guarded by Filer. Now here's a corner three by Pryor, right wing. Good, right in front of the Urbandale bench. So Dee Dee Pryor with her first three-pointer of the night. She's got 10 points tonight.
If Pryor and Cole keep staying hot at the three-point line, to do some damage to Dowling.
34-32, Dowling by two. Under 3 minutes remaining, third quarter from the Urbandale gym tonight. This is game one of our doubleheader. And now at the free throw line, a shot no good by Clark. And hustling for the basketball is Josie Filer. Unfortunately, she couldn't control it, and it went out of bounds. It'll be Urbandale possession.
Caitlin Moses is back in the game now, Mark, for Gaber.
Full court pressure by the Maroons as Urbandale inbounds the ball to Jimfey. gets over to Pryor, and she'll dribble in the front court. Urbandale going left to right towards the north basket here at the Jayhawk Gym. And underneath, Jim Fee, a shot with the left hand. It's no good. Rebound, Filer. Outlet pass goes to Clark. 2:30 remaining third quarter, Dowling by two. Clark in the lane. A little runner up and no good. Jim Fee for the rebound for the Jayhawks. Shooting percentages are going down for both teams here in the second half, John.
Yep.
Team fouls, Urbandale with four, Dowling with three, and now down the lane, a shot up off the glass, good by Dee Dee Pryor to timeout Dowling. And we've got a tied ball game with 2:13 remaining here in the third quarter. Urbandale 34, Dowling 34, and this will be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. I want to remind you about supporting our sponsors here in Iowa Catholic Radio. We appreciate their support. Hope you do too. Ashworth Vision, along with Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen, supporting our broadcast. Other games tonight in the Central Iowa Metro League, fifth-ranked Mesa City out of Class 4A is at number 7 Johnson in Class 5A. Number 5, Ankeny Centennial at number 10 Southeast Polk in a 5A matchup. Number 11, Valley at number 8, Waukee. And 15th-ranked Ankeny at Ames. Other games as Lincoln at East, North at Hoover, Ottumwa at Roosevelt, and Marshalltown at Fort Dodge.
That, we're talking about Valley. I heard Southeast Polk knocked off the Valley boys last week. Is that correct?
Last Friday night.
Last Friday night. Wow. Nice victory for
I wish there was a little publicity about some of this stuff Southeast once in a while, you know.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Saturday morning, you'll go to the paper, your reliable, you know, reliable register, and there's no scores on it. We had to find it by rumor now. Now a three-pointer by Cataldo, top of the key, is no good, and a whistle and a foul on Dowling, and they're going to get McVeigh for the loose ball foul. That'll be her second. So team foul number 4 on Dowling, 14 fouls on Urbandale. We're tied at 34, a minute 50 remaining here in the third quarter. From the Urbandale gym, glad you could join us for Tuesday night of high school basketball. Our next broadcast will be next Tuesday, and we'll be in the Dowling gym for the first time in 2018. Dowling and East in a doubleheader next Tuesday. Now Urbandale with the ball. A corner three by Putz is no good, and the ball is rebounded by Urbandale and Herzberg, and she drew the foul, and I think Filer's going to get called for the reach-in. She is. So that's her second foul and team foul number 5 on the Maroons here in the second half.
We've got to credit Urbandale tonight. They kept Dowling in check with their runs and made some runs of their own and getting to the basket and shooting well from the outside, playing great defense. You got to give Urbandale credit.
My Jayhawks with it as Pryor with it. Runs, goes down the right side. Her shot partially blocked by Moses right into the hands of Filer, and she gets the rebound. Dowling with the ball. Wanick in the front court to Cataldo. Urbandale stays in a 2-3 zone. A minute 10 remaining, tied at 34. Cataldo on the baseline, guarded by Heller. Maroons work the right side. Now the ball over to Moses. Now top of the key to Cataldo. Dowling will run their zone offense. Here is Wanick with it. Anna underneath. Reverse layup. Up and no good. And the ball tipped out of bounds. Moses goes off of her. Out of bounds to Urbandale as Kothy and Clark back in the lineup. Filer and McVeigh will check out of the Dowling lineup. 53 seconds remaining. Of course, game two, the boys' game, will follow this contest. Have about 4 or 5 minute intermission between games, and then we'll bring Mike Morrow in, and we'll preview the boys' game here on Iowa Catholic Radio. All right, final 40 seconds, Urbandale with the basketball. We're tied at 34. Jayhawks get it at the top of the key to Herzberg. They work the right side to Putz. He's guarded by Wanick. Dowling stays man-to-man. Jayhawks trying to hold for one. Now steal by Clark.
Nice steal by Caitlin.
She picked the pockets of Herzberg down court. Layup is up and good as she faked out Dee Dee Pryor going to the basket, and Clark gives Dowling the lead. Caitlin with her
13 seconds. Urbandale's having trouble getting the ball 15 over the
15-point. 8 seconds remaining. Here's Dee Dee Pryor down the lane. Pull-up jumper up and in and out no good. Rebound Wanick with 3 seconds. Outlet pass to Clark. Half-court shot, it won't count as it's no good. And we've come to the end of the third quarter of play with the score. Dowling 36, Urbandale 34. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to all the Catholic Tuition Organization donors this year. $3.2 million raised in record time. The real thanks, though, comes from our families.
We owe CTO so much. With the tuition help we received, we can keep our kids in Catholic school.
Pledges are being accepted for 2018 online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
It's time to man up, Monday mornings at 9 a.m. and again at 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Urbandale Gym. Mark Hemedale and John Chidle. We start the fourth quarter. Dowling with a one basket lead. 36-34, Dowling by two over Urbandale. Maroons coming in with a record of 10-1. They've won 7 in a row, and they've won 15 in a row against this Urbandale team. But tonight, the Jayhawks have kept it close. Dowling won the first meeting back on December 8th, 77-53, and now they work underneath. And Dee Pryor shoots and scores for the Jayhawks to start the fourth quarter off here, John.
Yeah, nice dribble drive by Dee Pryor.
On the Maroons underneath, they work it to Kothi, and she's fouled by Dee Pryor. That'll be her first foul, and Kothi will go to the line for Dowling. JC tonight, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. She'll get two free throws here. So Kothi, and her first free throw is off the mark, no good. JC averaging 4 points, one of the team leaders in rebounds, averaging 6 per game, but only 26% free throw shooter on the year. Second free throw coming as we're tied at 36, underway here in the fourth quarter. And the second free throw good. So Kothi tonight, 3 of 4 at the line for her 3 points. Dowling by 1 and full court pressure by the Maroons. Here's Jim Fee. Across the timeline, guarded by Moses. Now over in the corner to Cole for 3. It's no good. And the rebound, Dowling and Wanick. Out to Clark. Caitlin at the free throw line. Launches a 3. It's no good. And she'll get 3 free throws wow. here. And the foul will be on Dee Pryor. That'll be her second. And all of a sudden, you're going to see Caitlin Clark start to assert her aggressiveness in this contest. And that time, feeling the pressure, launched the 3 and was fouled there, Johnny. She'll get 3 here.
See if she can knock these down. You know, there's still the shooting woes continue here for both teams, really.
First free throw, no good for Clark. I want to thank the Catholic Tuition Organization, Two Rivers Glass and Door, R&R Realty, and St. Gregory Retreat Center for supporting our broadcast this year. Second free throw, no good. Clark missed 2 in a row. She won't like that.
Is it me, Mark? I think every time I've done a broadcast, coming in, I talk great things, 30 points, 37, and Caitlin missed back-to-back free throws.
And she hits the third. So she now has 16 points as she goes 1 for 3 at the line. She's 2 for 4 on the night. And it's 38-36, Dowling by 2, and now the ball off the hands of Clark as Dowling applied pressure, and this pressure has given Urbandale fits. Heller will inbound the ball for Urbandale. Full court pressure by Dowling, man-to-man. Heller gets it over to Pryor. Pryor down court in the lane, goes around
nice
Kothi.
Move.
Reverse layup, no good. Jimfy with the rebound, and she's fouled by Kothi. And that'll be the 16th foul on Dowling.
Yeah, JC unable to come up with that rebound on that drive by Dee Pryor. And then Urbandale's able to get back, and then Kothi committed the foul.
All right, so Maya Jimfy, 6'1 sophomore at the line. For 2 free throws. First free throw is good. Jimfy in the night, 11 points. That's her first point of the second half. She had 10 points at halftime for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, she got a lot of foul trouble there in that third quarter. And
second free throw by Jimfy, good. So she's perfect on the night at the line, 4 for 4, and has 12 points.
Well, Dowling has really struggled with Urbandale's zone tonight.
Yes, they have. And now traveling on Moses. Got to get a pivot foot before she went to the basket. Turnover against Dowling. 6:50 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Tied at 38, Dowling and Urbandale. Jayhawks trying to knock off the 6th-ranked Maroons and stop their 7-game winning streak. And Urbandale has lost 15 in a row to Dowling. This might be on the line tonight. A long three by Pryor, no good. Rebound, Gentry. She took it away from Kothy. Urbandale retains possession, now down the lane. A shot by Malia Cole is no good, but she drew the foul, and she'll go to the line. That'll be the seventh foul on Dowling.
Urbandale has out-rebounded Dowling this quarter 4-0, and it's offensive rebounds.
Wanick picks up her second foul, 17 foul on the Maroons, 16 fouls on Urbandale. We're tied at 38. The free throw line is Cole. First free throw, no good. So it's not just you and Clark.
I don't know if I bring bad luck to Dowling. It seems like every time I do a broadcast, you know, it's.
Well, you've only done the one, and that was the Ankeny game.
That's a good point. And they did win.
They won that.
They did win. So.
All right, we'll take a break. A one-minute timeout. Dowling 38, Urbandale 38 here in the fourth quarter. Back after this break on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hey, friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Has substance abuse ruined your life or someone else's life that you know? Are you searching for an answer that you just can't seem to find? You can restore hope through St. Gregory Retreat Center, where you can develop positive habits and transform your life based on virtues in a compassionate Catholic environment. They have one of the most advanced evidence-based programs in America with unmatched results for men and women. 888-778-5833 or online stgregoryctr.com.
Straight Talk, 9A and 9P, Tuesdays on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And welcome back to the Urbandale Gym. Tied at 38, Dowling and Urbandale. Second free throw is no good by Malia Cole. And the rebound cleared out of there by Dowling. So the Maroons having trouble with this Urbandale zone. Now Cataldo for three. Up good! Mia Cataldo gives the Maroons a three-point lead with 6.5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter, John.
Nice shot by Mia Cataldo. Set her feet, squared to the basket, and knocked it down. Big shot.
That's her second three of the night, supported by Tamia and Sons. And now off-balance shot down the lane is no good by Dee Dee Pryor of Urbandale. Rebound Dowling and Kothy. Outlet pass goes to Clark. 6 minutes remaining, Dowling by three. Cataldo with it, left wing. Urbandale stays in that 2-3 zone. They've been in it most of the night. Here's Kothy with it. Over in the corner to Wanick for three. Up and good! Back-to-back threes by Cataldo, and Wanick have given Dowling a six-point lead. And that's another to me in Sun's three-pointer. Wanick now with 7 points.
Now, Dowling's able to apply their full-court press here.
And here is Heller across the timeline. Leads it for Pryor. Down the lane, she loses it. Back to Heller from the elbow. Her shot up and no good. Pryor with the rebound. And her putback up and off the rim, no good. Rebound, Kothy and Dowling. And now a whistle and a reach-in foul going to be called on Pryor. Pressure in the backcourt after the Urbandale miss. And Pryor, a frustration foul. That'll be her third. And that'll put Dowling at the free throw line, John. The Maroons are in the bonus. So both teams in the 1-1 right now as each team has 17 fouls with 5:20 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Maroons up 6. On back-to-back baskets by Mia Cataldo and Anna Wanick for the Maroons.
Well, the zone buster, back-to-back, 3-point shots, knocked them down. It's nice to see that after that this slow start to this game, or throughout the whole game.
And Kothy's first free throw, good. JC with 4 points tonight. And a timeout, Urbandale. It'll be a one-minute timeout. We'll take one ourselves. 5:23 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Dowling 45, Urbandale 38. Back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines, and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7900. 1-800-976-TOBEINSONS.net.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
What's uncommon and good at the same time? Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Maher, Wednesdays at 10 a and 10 p on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Urbandale Gym. Mark Amadale and John Chido, Jeff Piggott, our studio producer, Dowling at the free throw line. The second free throw no good by Kofi.
Wow.
Ball slapped around, and Gaber keeps it alive, tips it to Cataldo, and Dowling keeps the possession with 5:15 remaining. Maroons up six after trailing by four here in the second half to Urbandale. Now it looks like the Maroons are just going to take a little bit of air out of the basketball here, John.
Yeah, they're going to a slow tempo stall here, Mark.
Urbandale trying to bring Urbandale out of that zone, and both teams in the bonus. Now, step back three by Clark, up off the rim, no good. Ball slapped around, and Cataldo comes away with it. Dowling saves the possession. 45-38, Maroons by seven. This is Dowling's largest lead of the night. Here's Gaber with it, picks up her dribble, leaves it for Clark. They worked a two-man game and traveling on Caitlin. She picked up her pivot foot before she dribbled. So Feiler will come back in the Dowling lineup, replacing J.C. Cothey. Exciting game here for the second time these two teams play this year in the conference, as Dowling beat Urbandale earlier this year 77-53 back on December 8th, and Urbandale has made a game of it tonight.
Yes, they have.
Jayhawks led by three at halftime. But Dowling with a two-point lead at the end of the third quarter, and now a seven-point lead here in the fourth quarter.
It's nice to have Josie back in the game here to help with the rebounding and defensive player on Jimfee.
And the steal by Filer. She stepped right in front of the passing zone. The pass meant for Jimfee. And here's Clark with it in the lane. Shot up off the glass. Good. Caitlin Clark with her 18th point. That's her first field goal of the fourth quarter. And the Maroons by nine. 47-38. 4 minutes and 5 seconds remaining. Pressure by the Maroons. Urbandale breaks the press. Down court. Off balance layup. No good by Pryor. And a rebound by Cataldo. But Mia was out of bounds. Came back in. And she can't be the first person to touch the basketball. And that's a violation. It'll be Urbandale basketball. Good hustle by Cataldo as Malia Cole checks into the Jayhawk lineup, and she'll replace Faith Putz. Urbandale inbound the ball. Pryor gets it to Jimfee. Jimfee at the free throw line, goes down the left side, scoop shot up and good, right around
nice
Gaber.
Shot by Jimfee.
Wow. Jimfee with her 14th point. And it's 47-40, Dowling by seven. 3:45 remaining here in the fourth quarter. We're at the Urbandale the gym tonight. Dowling in their road maroon uniforms, white numbers. Urbandale in their home white uniforms with blue numbers and letters. And now Clark with the travel call after she picked up, the pass.
I'm not seeing that there, Mark. That's three times tonight.
That one, I believe, I think might have been Mike Umfleet with the call, and I believe Mike because he's been a solid official.
That's the umpire coming
well,
out.
Well, he's umpire. He's refereed my son's games. He does a great job, but it was right in front of him, and here we are with binoculars on.
we have
no credibility.
I'm trying to make a call from up in the rafters with binoculars for glasses.
Somewhere in there, Caitlin didn't get her pivot foot, according to the official, and that's what we're going with. So now get the substitutions in. Both teams with 17 fouls each, timeouts remaining. Dowling has three left, and Urbandale has one. 3:35 remaining, and now Urbandale with the ball at half court. Here's Pryor with it. She works the right side. Now gets to Jimfee. They work the left side to Herzberg in the corner. Won't shoot it.
They have to get Cole a shot here from three, I would imagine.
Well, here's Cole. You mentioned a three. It's no good. Off the mark and out of bounds. It'll be Dowling basketball. Just what you ordered there, Coach Scheider. Who said you could draw up more than just football plays?
Well, she's had the hot hand tonight. You know, you want to get the ball in your hand with your shooters with 3:21 to go, down seven.
Well, Cole launched it from the top of the key, and it missed everything. And Dowling with the ball now, substitution for both teams as Gaber and Wanick check out for Dowling. And McVeigh and Moses back in for the Maroons. Here's Clark in the front court. 3:15 remaining. Dowling by seven. Here's Cataldo. As Urbandale, as you noticed, went man-to-man.
Man-to-man.
They got out of that zone. There's Clark with it. Looking underneath for Filer. Can't find her. And traveling on Caitlin, and she hasn't figured out. She has not established a pivot foot. And Coach Meyer concurs. Says, Caitlin, you are going to the basket without the first dribble.
Wow.
Coach Mike Morrow, who's right behind us, would call that fundamentally sound. We got to be sound there, you know. Now he's comparing it to Big Ten men's basketball, so you know we're on a roll tonight.
Got Big Ten basketball, Mike and moves.
RPOs in football, yeah. Now a steal by Dowling as Filer pokes away. A shot no good. Josie with the rebound. A shot is blocked by Jim Fee into the hands of Pryor. So both teams exchange possession. Now reach in foul on Clark in the backcourt. So Caitlin picks up her second foul, and that'll send to the free throw line Urbandale for a 1-1 with Dee Dee Pryor. Pryor tonight is 3 out of 6 at the free throw line. Pryor with, let's see, 10, 12, 14 points for Pryor thus far tonight.
It's amazing. Urbandale's had 10 shots up to this point to Dowling 6 in this quarter.
In this quarter, yeah.
And Dowling leads by 7.
Maroons have had 7 free throw attempts. They're 3 out of 7 at the line. First free throw good by Pryor. She'll get another. She has 15 points.
Talk about a game of runs.
Well, it was a 6-0 run that broke the tie. Back-to-back threes by Wanick and Cataldo. Second free throw good by Pryor. She's got 16 points. It's 47-42. Dowling by 5, and now Clark all the way down court draws a foul. It'll be on Faith Putz. That'll send Caitlin to the free throw line. Putz, that'll be her first foul.
Yeah, so both teams are in the 1-1 yet.
Oh, yeah. 18 foul. Yep. So we're still in the 1-1. Clark.
This could be a long 2.5 minutes.
It will be. Bank on it. And Clark will have a 1-1 here. And the first free throw good. 19 points for Caitlin tonight. Urbandale's made sure that happened. Go to that 2-3 zone. The Maroons weren't able to find the open player in the zone. 48-42, Dowling by 6. Filer will check out. And Kothi back into the lineup for the Maroons. So it'll be Kothi, Moses, Clark, Cataldo, and McVay. Second free throw no good, but Kothi with the rebound. JC looking for the outlet pass. Gets to Clark. Launched the three. It's no good. And a rebound, Dowling and Moses. She has a ball stripped away from her, and now we got a whistle and a foul on Moses. So Caitlin, a frustration foul there, picks up her fourth foul. And we've got a 1-1 coming up for the Jayhawks.
And that's Dowling's 6th turnover to Urbandale's 2. You know, Dowling's out-rebounded Urbandale to this point, 10-3.
And Clark tonight, 3 of 6 the free throw line. And Dowling is just 3 of 9 here in the fourth quarter at the free throw line.
Now this game has came to a screeching halt. Now it's, you know, free throws.
And the first free throw no good by Pryor. Rebound Dowling. There's Moses with it. And she gets to Clark. It's stolen away by Jim Fee, and her layup is up and no good. Pryor with the rebound. And ball still loose on the floor. And coming away with it is Dee Dee Pryor. She has a ball stolen away by Kothi. Boy, you bet. Johnny, you're right. A game of runs, not only offensive runs, but also on the defensive side. And now backcourt foul on Pryor. And I believe she has just committed her fourth foul. She has.
Yeah, that's not a good foul for Pryor. That's frustration there. And that.
A lot of time left.
Yeah, four fouls with 2 minutes to go in a 6-point game. Both teams struggling at the line a little bit too, Mark.
2 minutes remaining, and Dowling by 6. Clark back to the free throw line for the Maroons. She has 19 points. First free throw good. 20 points for Caitlin.
So Caitlin has 20. Is there anybody for Dowling in double figures yet?
I'm going through that right now. Moses has 6. Cataldo has 6. 7 points for Wanick. Second free throw good by Clark, who has 21 points to lead the Maroons. Kothi has 4, and Filer has 4. To answer your question, no.
And it's a close ball game.
That second and third score. I brought the question up to Coach O'Connor. Now a steal
by
Filer.
Nice steal by Josie.
Layup is good. Jim Fee with the bad pass, and Filer makes her pay, and Josie with her 6 point off the bench. Dowling by 10, their largest lead of the night. 52-42, minute 45 remaining. Herberdale in the front court. Here's Herzberg with it. She drew the foul, and she'll go to the line. And both teams now will be in the double bonus, so two free throws for every foul. McVay picks up the foul. That's her third. I remind you that this Friday, Dowling will be at home against Marshalltown. We will not be broadcasting that doubleheader. Our next broadcast will be a week from tonight. Dowling hosting East. And our first broadcast from the Dowling gym in the 2018 portion of the season, as Herzberg's free throw is no good. She's 0 for 3 tonight at the line.
You know, if you want to come out and see the Dowling girls dance team perform,
I knew you would
at
get
both
that
half
in.
Times, they're performing Friday night.
You know, my daughter and I may make an appearance at the Dowling gym to watch the dance team. She's in. Loves to watch those young ladies dance. And you're used to those 6 o'clock practices. I remember you had a couple of those 1 week in October. Yes, John Chido.
How about having to go perform and go to 2 practices with my daughter?
Here's Cataldo with it. Dowling leading by 9, 52-43, as a second free throw by Herzberg was good. And now a steal as Clark had the ball poked away. Here's Herzberg in the front court. Gets it out to Heller, and her right-handed shot good.
Shot by Heller.
Katie Heller with her first basket. Minute 15 remaining is 52-45. Dowling by 7, a foul in the backcourt on Malia Cole of Urbandale. So Cole's second foul, and now the double bonus for Dowling as Clark will go to line for 2. So both teams in the have committed 10 fouls each, and both teams will be shooting the double bonus. Minute 10 remaining, fourth quarter, and Dowling by 7 over the Jayhawks. And the first free throw good by Caitlin. And as of right now, she's not going to have anybody else in double figures with her. Unless things change.
I think we need to, Urbandale's got to go to a three-point shot here this next possession and look for Cole to take that.
Yeah, it's got to be in her repertoire. Second free throw also good, so Clark makes them both.
Dowling still applying that full-court pressure.
Dowling by 9, Urbandale in the backcourt. Here's Herzberg with it. Gets in the front court, leaves it for Pryor. Dee Dee beyond the three-point arc, won't shoot it, now gets the Jim Fee. Jim Fee drives against Filer, her shot up and no good. Rebound Filer. Now off to Clark. Let's see if Urbandale takes off the double team, and now they're going to foul Cataldo. Herzberg will pick up the foul, and Mia will go to the line for 2 free throws.
Nice, smart play by Mia Cataldo not to go up for the shot, knowing the situation, taking it out, and drawing the foul. 45 seconds left in the game. Great, great play there.
Caitlin Clark with 23 points.
Mia knocks down their first free throw.
Cataldo on the year, a 64% free throw shooter, has 7 points tonight with that free throw. Second one good. She has 8 points. Pair of 3-point baskets. You can't talk to the backup announcer.
He's giving me great advice.
Oh, yeah, but you got to take it with a grain of salt or write it down. 56-45, Maroons by 11.
You got to go with the savvy veteran.
Yeah, Coach Michael Marl. You don't know. I don't know what hat he puts on. One night it's the coach's hat. Sometimes it's the basketball or officiating
nice
hat. And
now, Jim Fee.
Down the lane, Jim Fee from the free throw line. Her shot no good with the left hand. Rebound Dowling. 15 seconds remaining. There's Moses in the front court. Dowling just playing keep away, but pass stolen away. Errant pass stolen away by Pryor with 10 seconds. Dowling by 11. Marines are going to win
but
not.
Don't foul.
And underneath Jim Fee, and there should be an uncontested layup, and ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Urbandale basketball. With 8/10 of a second remaining, Marines by 11. 56-45, Dowling. Now Heller will inbound the ball to Herzberg for 3 at the horn. It's no good, and the Marines win it. 56-45, but it wasn't easy. Dowling has just won their 8th in a row and their 16th in a row over Urbandale. And the final score in the girls' contest, 56-45, Dowling over Urbandale. Alongside John Chido, Mark Amadell will start our post-game show after this timeout. You're listening to Dowling Catholic Basketball here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to all the Catholic Tuition Organization donors this year. $3.2 million raised in record time. The real thanks, though, comes from our families.
We owe CTO so much. With the tuition help we received, we can keep our kids in Catholic school.
Pledges are being accepted for 2018 online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Okay.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
In the Heartland with Bishop Pates, Fridays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Urbandale Gym alongside John Chido, Mark Amadale. Final score in Game 1 of the girls' contest. Dowling 56, Urbandale 45. The Maroons outscore Urbandale 20-11 in the fourth quarter to win it over the Jayhawks. Dowling led by Caitlin Clark's 23 points, Mia Catala with 8 points, and Anna Wanick with 7. Off the bench, Josie Feiler with 6 points, and Caitlin Moses with 6 to lead the Maroons. Kothi, J.C. Kothi with 4, and 2 points for Nye Tung. Dowling 15-22 from the free throw line in tonight's game. And John Chad, you got to look at some numbers here, some unofficial. But we'll call him official for our broadcast tonight. I appreciate you doing that.
It's got to be unofficial when I'm doing it.
Great job.
Well, both teams for the game took 50 shots. I don't know what the shots were made that last quarter for each team. I think you got that. But Urbandale took 16 shots in that last quarter to Dowling's 9. Rebounds, Dowling out-rebounded Urbandale 37-26, and Dowling had 24 total turnovers in the game to Urbandale 17.
And made shots for the Jayhawks in that fourth quarter, John. Is that what you need in the fourth quarter? Is Urbandale had 3 made baskets. Everything was done at the free throw line for both teams. For Dowling, they had 4 made baskets. So that'll help with your final shooting totals, I'm sure, as Jayhawks were led tonight by Dee Dee Pryor with 16 points. She had 7 at halftime. Maya Jimfey, who had 10 points at halftime, finished with 14 for the Jayhawks. And Malia Cole knocked down 4 three-pointers tonight for her 12 points. She went 0 for 2 at the free throw line. And then rounding out scoring for Urbandale, Katie Heller with a late basket for 2 points and 1 point for Sierra Herzberg. So 3 players in double figures for the Jayhawks. Pryor with 16 points, Cole with 14, and Jimfey with 14 and Cole with 12 to lead the Jayhawks. And now your official shooting percentages, John.
So 15 of 50 for Urbandale, and Dowling went 18 for 50. Both teams 50 shots. But Dowling only took 9 shots in that fourth quarter to Urbandale 16, which is amazing. Both teams struggled from the field tonight.
All right, the free throw line. Urbandale was 10 of 19 for the night. Dowling was 15 of 22. And the Maroons jumped out to a 10-8 lead. That Urbandale 2-3 zone really affected the Maroons throughout most of the contest. And then Urbandale outscored Dowling in the second quarter, 18-13. Jayhawks went into halftime with a 3-point lead, 26-23. But in the second half, Dowling outscored Urbandale 13-12, or rather 13-8, excuse me. And the Maroons led by two going into the fourth quarter and outscored Urbandale 20-11 in the fourth quarter to win at 56-45. Dowling now moves its record to 11-1 on the season. They're 5-0 in Iowa Conference play, and they've now won 16 in a row against the Jayhawks, and they have now won 8 in a row since their loss to Centennial. For the Urbandale, they fall to 5-7 overall, 2-3 in Iowa Conference play, and the Jayhawks have now lost 6 of their last 8 games. That's the tale of the tape. John Chido, great job. And I look at those turnovers and shooting percentages, and you could tell one team was affected more than anything. That 2-3 zone really slowed the Dowling offense tonight.
Well, that surprised me, Mark, is how Dowling struggled breaking down that 2-3 zone and how they weren't able to get good tempo, get the ball moved around and get good shots in that first half. Then they got it going a little bit in that second half when there's back-to-back threes and a little spark. They went on that run, and then they took it over at the free throw line. And, you know, when you have made baskets, that gets Dowling in their comfort zone. They're able to apply that pressure that they like to do, and it puts teams in bad situations. Now, you got to credit Urbandale. Slowed the game up, played to their tempo, their style, played great defense. Cole was fantastic from outside. DeeDee Pryor, how she was able to get to the basket, and then Jim Fee.
All right. Once again, the final, Dowling with the win tonight in game one of our doubleheader. 56-45 over the Jayhawks. Coming up, game two. We'll preview the boys' game after this. We'll take a three-minute break, Jeff. 3 minutes, and we'll come back and preview the boys' games here on Iowa Catholic Radio. John Chido, thank you for sitting in tonight. And we'll return to the Urbandale Gym after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School is underwritten by
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Two Rivers Glass and Door,
Kemen Industries,
R&R Realty Group,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
the Catholic Tuition Organization,
and Tamia and Sons.
Please support the businesses that support Iowa Catholic Radio as we broadcast across Central Iowa on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Streaming on iowacatholicradio.com and smartphones everywhere on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Sponsored by Blessman Ministries and the People's Abstract Company.